speech where he's talking about how nobody has any money. That's right, we know nobody has any money because they're all asking me for it. Everybody, do you all get asked for money just like I do? Oh my god, it's the worst. Like, and I feel bad at saying no, so I have to come up with these, like, cockamamie diversions. So one that works really well is if I have my sister with me, we will just talk really loudly over each other and just pretend we're having, like, a huge knockdown, drag-out fight. Like, oh, you want to bring this up now? You want to bring this up right now? Like, okay. Okay, we're good, we're good. Like, they're not going to get in the middle of that, but one that works really well is, since I know sign language, I just pretend like I'm deaf. And it really comes in handy, especially with those Greenpeace people. If you frequent the Irvine Spectrum, you know they're here. But they will not let you go. They are ruthless. And so I just pretend like I'm deaf. They're like, hey, you want to donate to the environment today? I'm like, no, I'm fine, I'm fine, I don't have any money. And they're like, but you still care about the environment, don't you? I'm like, no, I'm deaf. I have bigger problems, okay? It's ridiculous. And the thing that really gets my goat is when I go to the gas station and there's somebody there asking, they're like, hey, can you give me some money for gas to get home? And I can be mean about this because it's not me. It's the angry deaf person inside of me. So it's like, oh, get it up! You think I have money? Look at that piece of shit, man! What do you think? I don't know. It's ridiculous. And they're raising the prices on everything that we need, these inelastic expenses. And I'm so glad that there's women here, because tampons. Okay, tampons. Like, they are so expensive. They're getting to be, like, what I call the financial equivalent of shoving a roll of quarters up there. Like, I'm serious. It's ridiculous. I wanna go into, like, the Walgreens and the CVS, like, with a friend of mine, wearing Nixon and Kennedy masks, and we can spray paint a water gun black, and just burst in the door and be like, give me all the tampons, all of them. Go back. Knock the cardboard shit. Get the fucking cardboard shit out of there. Now. My friend was going down the aisles, like, Cadbury cream eggs in there too. Let's go. Can you see it on the news? Like tonight at 11. They're calling it the great tampon heist. Stealing nothing but tampons. Not the cardboard kind. So can anybody use these? Many desperate moments I have attempted to use it. I just can't. No, I can't. I want to just say, men, if you've dated a woman who's used a lot of cardboard tampons, that badge is just crashed. Upset, like they can talk about like their dicks and blowing a load. I just heard this recently. And if a woman says one thing about her period, they're like, it's not like women are talking about their period. It's like, it's a gusher today, mouse. It's a gusher. I'm not going faithful down here tonight, man. Ruined two good pairs of underwear earlier this morning. Had to flip the mattress like nobody. So we don't talk about it, okay? No. And I don't get why men get upset. Why don't they try to pick up women using this method? Like the offer a tampon method. Like, I really don't understand. Why don't they? Like, women, you ever needed a tampon? Lucy Hale, have you ever needed a tampon? She looks like Lucy Hale, everyone. Pretty Little Liars. There she is. Celebrity in the audience. Anyway, if you ever needed one real bad, ask a bunch of people, do you have one? Nobody does. What if a boy just overheard you and he was like, I heard you needed this? And I don't get why more men don't just hang outside of women's bathrooms and like listen for the expletive or just like listen for it to eat the quarter, you know, like the shit or the fuck or the really right now, and then just, you know, offer her one and make sure it's a good one. Give her the pearl. Obviously, they've established her worship. Not good. But that would be a match made in heaven. You know, they would make a Lifetime Valentine's Day movie about this. They would. No. Remember these? Oh man, these Lifetime movies where you could tell exactly what the movie was going to be about just by the title. Some of my favorites include She Woke Up Pregnant. I'm assuming we'll watch the movie to find out at what point does she wake up pregnant. There's another one, it's called She Said No. She Said No! Don't know what she could have said no to. It couldn't be about rape. She could have said no to something else. Gotta watch the movie to find out what it is. There's another one, it's starring Yellow Brady. Very specific title. Another woman's husband. Very specific. Not your husband. Another woman's husband. Very specific. My mom loved these Lifetime movies. And let me just say, I used to be afraid of a lot of things. And I used to be afraid of John Wilkes Booth. That was my biggest fear, like, growing up. Oh my God, John Wilkes Booth is gonna kill me. I would cry in the middle of the night. I'd be like, oh, John Wilkes Booth is gonna kill me. And she'd go, oh, Emily, if someone wanted to kill you, they would have killed you a long time ago. And trust me, if somebody wanted to kidnap you, they'd bring you back. Like, that was my mom. Try to do it nice way. But that was also back in the days when directions actually meant something. Do you remember that? When, like, giving the skill of giving directions was actually, like, a thing. Like, oh, she's smart, she's pretty, she gives great directions. That was a thing. Not anymore. No. Everyone, you can spell this. You can spell this. .com. That's my website. I'm Emily Rossi. Thank you.
Thank you.